River's End by Nora Roberts. Copyright 1999 by Nora Roberts and performance copyright 1999 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. To Mom and Pop, thanks for being mine. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. Robert Frost. River's End. Prologue. The monster was back. The smell of him was blood. The sound of him was terror. She had no choice but to run, and this time to run toward him, the lush wonder of forest that had once been her haven, that had always been her sanctuary, spun into a nightmare. The towering majesty of the trees was no longer a grand testament to nature's vigor, but a living cage that could trap her, conceal him. The luminous carpet of moss was a bubbling bog that sucked at her boots. She ripped through ferns, rending their sodden fans to slimy tatters, skidded over a rotted log, and destroyed the burgeoning life it nursed. Green shadows slipped in front of her, beside her, behind her, seemed to whisper her name.
Livy, my love, let me tell you a story.
Breath sobbed out of her lungs, set to grieving by fear and loss. The blood that still stained her fingertips had gone ice cold. Rain fell, a steady drumming against the windswept canopy, a sly trickle over lichen-draped bark. It soaked into the greedy ground until the whole world was wet and ripe and somehow hungry. She forgot if she was hunter or hunted, only knew through some deep primal instinct that movement was survival. She would find him, or he would find her, and somehow it would be finished. She would not end as a coward, and if there was any light in the world, she would find the man she loved alive. She curled.